We're incredibly saddened to announce the passing of Dionisio Silva, a beloved and storied butcher who worked the same stall at the Essex Street Market, first at Jeffrey's, then the Heritage Meat Shop, for 15 years. We want to share this interview we conducted with Silva in 2012. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends. Rest in peace, Silva. That's the sound of a bandsaw cutting ribs at the Heritage Meat Shop in the historic Essex Street Market in New York City. The shop opened on September 19th, 2011, and occupies the same space that had been Jeffrey's Meat Market for more than 70 years. The Heritage Meat Shop offers cuts of rare breed pork, beef, poultry, lamb, and goat from small family farms, along with an extensive charcuterie program, including salumi, homemade rillettes, confits, and head cheese, made by charcutier Emily Frolic. The shop was co-founded by 24-year-old Daniel Honig and Patrick Martins, the man behind Slow Food USA, Heritage Foods USA, and HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We spent the day with Brazilian-born head butcher of the meat shop, Dionisio Silva, who had previously been the butcher at Jeffrey's Meat Market since 2004.
My name is Dionisio, last name Silver. I'm a butcher at Heritage Meat Shop, and I enjoy working here.
Silva explained how the quality of meat has improved since the Heritage Meat Shop took over.
The texture is better, is more tender. The fat is like juicy, it's like milky fat. I deal with pork a lot my whole life. I've never seen pork like this, which is the Heritage pork, which is juicy, white. He got the pork that he just bring. When you cut the fat, when I slice the fat off with my blade, you see it lily white. I said, this one, we eat in milk.
Yeah. Along with fresh cuts of the highest quality meat America has to offer, Silva also dry ages his own steak and pork at the shop. These are by far the highest quality items at the shop, and Silva explains how Nick Fantasma from Paradise Locker Meats convinced him to try dry aging the Heritage pork, which is not often done.
So he told me you should try and dry age some pork. I said, let me give it a shot and see. It's a good idea. And I did it. First time I tried it, and it's awesome. No, everybody that tastes this meat, they don't want nothing else but to try it. Jack, let me tell you something. This is so sweet and nice. I give it to some people. They buy almost a whole piece when I finish giving to them in the finish station.
Silva represents an old guard of butchers that prefer the bandsaw over cutting by hand. He defends his allegiance to the bandsaw and explains why it's better than using a cleaver.
Most of the times, first and beginning, we used to use a butcher block, not no more. It's against the law. They don't want you to use the butcher block because chips from the wood goes into the meat. So you should use the bandsaw. Even self a cleaver, you can't use to cut the chicken because it smashes the bone. You don't want to smash the bone because when you smash that bone, spikes from the bone comes out. And when you tune it up, or into the gum, a lot of people complain about that.
To call Silva an interesting character would be an understatement. He grew up in Brazil and was a heavy machine operator before coming to America and becoming a butcher in 1986. He has stories for days of spending time in the Amazon jungle, building fire and hunting game. Silva told us about one particular instance of hunting monkeys.
So one day we ran out of ration. We had nothing to eat. And we was hunting some monkeys. Monkeys, because survivors for the fittest. Either you survive or you die.
Yeah.
And we only had matches. We didn't have no matches. But in the Amazon, we learned how to make fire with a wood with another wood. So we had whole batch of monkeys coming around. We wasted 22 shots and one monkey and we couldn't kill it.
How did you get it eventually?
We had was to climb on the tree, shake the tree because he was injured and he couldn't move anymore. When he fell down, he was still alive. 22 shots. And everybody was a good shooter, trust me. I didn't eat it.
No?
I couldn't. I'm telling you the honest truth, it takes a leaf and put it on the womb like a human being. That'll break your heart. I couldn't swallow it.
The combination of world-class product and the service of an expert like Silva behind the counter makes for a true culinary experience not to be missed.
Because a customer is like a baby. You treat them right, they respond to you. You don't treat them right, they never come back to you.